Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of History in the House. Let's go over each of your boxes. So we already know Lincoln was elected because we did that one basically for you as an example. But he wins a clear majority of the electoral votes, and there's no doubt that he becomes president. Shortly after that, the South secedes. They break away. The states leave and create their own country. Even though Lincoln and the Republicans promised not to mess with slavery in the South, they still broke away, afraid that eventually Lincoln would get rid of slavery. This basically creates the Confederacy. These states form, they meet, they create their own country, the Confederate States of America, and they elect Jefferson Davis as their president. After that, basically, them breaking away causes the president to say, "Hey, you're part of the United States. I don't recognize the fact that you've created your own country. You're part of us." And so that's exactly what Lincoln says. He says that, look, secession is not going to be permitted. And if we have to get guns and bring you back to the Union, we will. Hearing this, the Confederacy attacks the Union fort at Fort Sumter. The South wants to test Lincoln's vow to hold federal property, which is what the fort was. And of course, they attack the fort, they take the fort, but the attacking of federal property basically begins the Civil War. The fact that they actually fired upon this other country's land, this other country's fort, is an act of aggression and an act of war, just like being punched in the face would be an act that would cause you to fight somebody. So the end here is the war beginning. It was basically downhill from there. Jefferson Davis, like I said, decided to attack Fort Sumter. Fort Sumter is taken, and the war has begun. And we're off to the first Battle of Bull Run in this next assignment. At the end is a question that we need to revisit, or at least talk about. And that question is, after everything we've learned about the South and the North and their differences, why do you think that it was Lincoln's election that is the final thing, the final straw that broke the camel's back, as it were? Why was it Lincoln's election that caused the South to secede? And really, long story short, his election led them to secede because they hated him so much. They hated his views and what he represented, and having somebody as President of the United States that is anti-slavery for the first time, very anti-slavery, scared the South enough for them to fight against their own country. All right, thanks for listening to this episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.